On May 20th, rocket startup Firefly Aerospace announced that it had selected a SpaceX Falcon 9 to launch its first Blue Ghost Moon lander as part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services program. While Firefly is preparing to launch on its own Alpha rocket for the first time later this year, a rocket that is technically capable of launching Blue Ghost with the help of Electric Space Tug, the company is apparently prioritizing maximum payload delivery and on-time performance. As a result, Firefly has contracted with a direct competitor to launch its first moon lander, becoming the sixth company to select SpaceX's Falcon rockets for this purpose. Thanks to Firefly's decision to use Falcon 9 instead of Alpha, the first Blue Ghost spacecraft should be able to deliver up to 150 kilograms of NASA payloads to the lunar surface, three times more than Alpha would allow. That makes Firefly the sixth moon-bound company to be won over by the unique combination of affordability and performance offered by SpaceX's Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy rockets. The Blue Ghost will be carrying 10 payloads to the moon. These payloads are NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services, which are under 19D mission. The launches are to take place in the coming 2.5 years. In February, NASA first announced the selection of Firefly for their commercial moon delivery in 2023. The Associate Administrator from NASA, Thomas Zurbuchen, said that they are excited another CLPS provider has won its first task order award. With this initiative, they seek to develop ways for new science and technology development utilizing a service-based model. This will allow U.S. vendors to not only demonstrate their ability to safely deliver payloads to our celestial neighbor, but also expand this capability for others who want to take advantage of this cutting-edge approach to explore the moon. Recently, SpaceX is ramping up with its Starlink launches. With these launches, the booster used for Falcon 9 has been used for more than 10 launches so far. Now, with this commercial launch deal, SpaceX will be having more launches pretty soon. This isn't the first time SpaceX has been selected for a commercial launch. Furthermore, the other launches include Israel's Bereshit spacecraft, which partially wasn't successful due to various reasons. Their next launches are expected to come soon, but there are no further details at this time. The moon's lander mission is to conduct certain missions. The payloads that NASA is sending as part of the delivery service span across multiple areas, from investigating the lunar soil and testing a sample capture technology, to giving them information about the moon's thermal properties and magnetic field. Next time on Discover Zen, we will be discussing why is Starship crucial for the future of space exploration. Thanks for watching our video. If you liked what you saw, click that like button and subscribe. Please let us know in the comments what you would like to see on our next video. Until next time.